You take it or you leave it, but I'm telling anyhow. And there's a story you should know. Amelia was a hero in all of your hearts, and that's all they want you to know. She landed in the headlines on the first day of July, when Electra hit the ocean bed. And flying 1,500 miles from her allotted course was not what all the newsstands said. She left with Captain Noonan, her navigating force, from New Guinea to the Howland Isles. 30 minutes fuel left, no landfall came the cry, and all of us believed them for a while. Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the lady of the air, and this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gunner said is only half the truth, then me up. For 30 days the Lexington and others searched the sea before pronouncing Earhart lost. It all was going smoothly and the senators relaxed. Amelia and Noonan paid the cost. Then a CBS man gunner was confused by all the facts. He said there's someone telling lies. Amelia's plane was not the one they detailed in the news. The fuel tanks alone, twice that size. Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the lady of the air, and this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gunner said is only half the truth, one of many, he had no call to lie. He was working in the harbor that day. And Saipan was a wartime stronghold of the Japanese. And Jesus saw the flyers led away. So who's to point the finger more so? Who's to say what's right? I just wanted you to hear how brave Amelia Earhart, first lady of the air, and Frederick Noonan ended their careers. Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the lady of the air, this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gunner said